Time now for our Auburn Bulldogs Coaches Show with Auburn head coach Kellen Conroy, brought to you by Bank of Peru, Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Carson National Bank in Auburn, and Studheit Implement. And coach, last week, 41-27, the final score, a loss at home against Fairbury, a team with some good athletes on that team, but came a little bit closer to that elusive first victory. You know, you got a week off this week, but talk a little bit about last week's game. First of all, how did things look for you last week?
Yeah, Fairbury came in. You know, they're a pretty potent offense. You know, they spread the ball out. They like to throw the ball out there. They have good skill positions. Their line was pretty effective. You know, and we had them scouted that we thought what they were going to run, and, you know, they didn't have any surprises for us. They just run their offense, and they run it very well. And we came out, and I thought we came out more aggressive. We came out more physical, and we came out with a little different attitude of, you know, really working hard to want it more than the guy that lines up across from us. And I thought that showed last week in the game. We did have a few mental mistakes with assignments on defense and assignments on offense, but, you know, as soon as we eliminate some of those, I think we'll be just fine. We also, you know, we had chances to win that ball game. We dropped a couple touchdown passes. We had an interception that went for a touchdown, but, you know, those things happen in a game. It's just now you just have to bounce back and go to the next play and make the next play the best you can, and, you know, you just don't give up. And, you know, our kids didn't give up. They kept fighting until there was just nothing left we could do.
Sounds like at least the kids are still working hard and making improvements.
Yes, they are. Like, our kids are working hard every day. Every day they're working hard. Out at practice, they're working hard and trying to get better. And, you know, they're not satisfied. And, you know, they know that we got to work hard every day and can't afford to take a day here of less than 100% effort, or take a day here less than 50% effort. So, you know, they're working hard. They're fighting in there, and they're ready to go every day at practice.
Do you think that might maybe bode well for you down the road, even maybe this season with some better results?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the attitude of our kids, you know, they're still fighting. And, you know, we start district play next week. We're off this week. We have a bye week this week. And I really told the kids, you know, we're going to focus on Auburn this week. We're really going to focus on Auburn, focus on what we needed, what we do well, focus on making sure we get our assignments down, and then focus on the things that we need to improve. And then that way we can focus on our upcoming opponent, which is Fall City, in 2 weeks.
All right. That's Coach Kellen Conroy. We'll be back more on our Auburn Coaches Show right after this. Welcome back to our Auburn Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf, along with Bulldogs head coach Kellen Conroy. And, Coach, you mentioned this week taking time to focus on your team, I guess, getting better. You mentioned what are maybe some of those maybe little things that you'd like to maybe clean up heading on into next week's game at Fall City?
You know, having the luxury of having a bye week, it allows you to focus on your team, and it allows you to correct little things, and it also allows you to heal up any mid-season injuries that you may have and get your legs back under the kids, get their legs back under them, and make sure they're ready to go. A couple things that we want to address, you know, we want to address our offensive line play. We want to address cleaning up our blocking schemes and making sure they know their assignments and they're physical with their assignments. We want to work on quarterbacks delivering the ball, receivers catching the ball, running backs running hard and picking up pass pro. There's a lot of things that we just want to clear up, and there's a lot of things that we want to review and make sure that we're fundamentally sound. You know, defensively, it's just being in your spot, doing your job, and doing your job 100 miles an hour. So that's really what we're focusing on this week.
Do you have any injuries that you're especially concerned about heading on down to the second half of the season?
Knock on wood, no. We don't have any major injuries that as of right now. We just have, you know, just a few of your bumps and bruises, a few of those things. But it's always good to have this week where you can let your kids fully heal before playing another game, instead of they only getting a couple days to heal before your Friday night's game. Now they get a full week under their belt, and then they're ready to go for next week.
And the concerned about maybe getting out of the routine of having a weekly game, maybe taking that week off. Is there any concern about that? I know some coaches don't like that bye week.
Yeah, some coaches don't like the bye week. I personally like the bye week because it gives us, like I said, a time to focus on ourselves. We still have our up the tempo in practice. We still have game-like situations in practice. We're still hitting this week. We're still in pads this week. We're still trying to bring up the physicality and the aggressiveness on our defense and our offense. So just not having a game, we're still holding them mentally and physically accountable for the practices that they're at and the practices sessions that we have scheduled and the work that we have scheduled. So I'm not too concerned about missing the game speed because we try to do a lot of up-tempo things in practice.
Just give you a chance to go out and maybe scout an opponent or two to see them live in person?
Yeah, it does, and it does give you a chance on that Friday night to go out to a couple area ball games to see maybe what your next couple opponents are doing. But it's, you know, it's important to never look past anybody and always look ahead to that next game. And so we're starting to look at Falls City right now and making sure we're ready to go in a couple weeks.
All right, and we'll talk more about that next week. But thank you very much for talking with us this week on our Auburn Coaches Show.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Auburn Bulldogs head coach Kellen Conroy on our Auburn Coaches Show, brought to you by Bank of Peru, Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Carson National Bank in Auburn, and by Stutite Implement. With our Auburn Bulldogs Coaches Show, I'm Matthew Leaf.